The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Nitzavim Vayilach. In Parshas Nitzavim, it states on Nistoris Lashem Elokeinu Vanigleis Lonu Ulevaneinu Ad Olam Lasis is called Divrei HaTorah Hazos. What is concealed belongs to Hashem. What is open, what is revealed, that is for us and for our children forever, to fulfill all of this Torah. What is this referring to? What is concealed belongs to Hashem. What is revealed is for us and our children forever to fulfill this Torah. The Rashi brings from the Chazal, the parsha begins, Atem nitzovim hayem kulchem lifnei Hashem elokeichem. This is speaking right before going into Eretz Yisrael, and right near the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he gathered all of the people together, and he is now going to bring all of the people into the breach, into the covenant of Hashem, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Klal Yisrael, that he would be their God and they would be his nation. They would fulfill his Torah. And he says that this covenant is made with all of you, not only with those who are here today, but even with the generations that are to follow. And then the Torah carries on, that you have seen all of the abominations and the despicable acts of the goyim, of the nations of the world, and you should not follow in their ways. I have separated you from them and from all of the idolaters. And if there will be an individual, or there will be a number of people that will want to go in their ways, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you must stop them, because if you don't, I will bring great churban, I will bring great destruction and great affliction upon all of you. And he starts to go into detail as to what this destruction will be. It will be kemapecha Sodom v'Amora, like the destruction that took place to Sodom and Amora, and you will be driven out of your land. And then the people had a complaint. They said, why should we be responsible for the sins of others? All right, those that we know about, we can stop them. But what about all of those that we do not know about? So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hanistoris Lashem Elokeinu. Vahaniglais Lonu Lavaneinu Adolom Lasis is called Divrei HaTorah Hazos. You are only responsible for the sins which you can see, that others do. But that what is concealed, that you cannot be responsible for, and I relieve you of your responsibility from them. And this is what we had in last week's Parsha, which Klal Yisrael has to fulfill when they go into Eretz Yisrael. That they had the bracha and the klola, har evil and har grizim. This was regarding those sins which were concealed, that they said there should be a curse on the individual that commits such sins, because these are sins we cannot be responsible for. So from all of this we see a klal, a principle, which Rashi brings, and it's called nasu arevim zeleze, that Klal Yisrael has not only an individual responsibility to fulfill the Torah, but they also have a collective responsibility to fulfill the Torah, which means that we are not only responsible for ourselves, we are also responsible for the acts of other Jews. And if there's anything we can do about it, then we are obligated to do so. We have to see that they also fulfill the mitzvahs of all, the mitzvahs of the Torah. The Rambam brings in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Tshuva Halacha Aleph, where he writes that there are Arba Ve'esrim Dvorim Akvin Esat Tshuva, 24 different cases, different types of sins which prevent one from doing tshuva, because the tshuva in such cases is very difficult to do. So one of the first ones which he mentions is Harei B'nai Yetzel L'tar V'sro V'Einam M'macha B'yodei, that if a person sees his son going away from the derech of the Torah, the way of the Torah, and he does not attempt to stop him, since his son is under his jurisdiction, if he would have made a protest and tried to stop him, then perhaps he would have succeeded. And since he did not try, it's as if he's machtiyai, it's as if he leads him astray himself. See, the Rambam in the, this is Gimel, this was the third of the 24. The first one, the Rambam brings, is the machtias arabim, someone who causes the rabim, the tzibur, the community, to do a sin or prevents them from doing a mitzvah. And the second one is someone who influences his friend to go astray. So now he's saying that a person can be guilty of causing someone to go astray, not only by influencing him, but by not doing something. For example, you see your son who is going off the way of the Torah, and you do not try to influence him. You do not try to stop him. You do not make a protest. Then it's as if you led him astray. Nimtza kimachtiyoi. ובכלל אובן זה כל שף שביודע למחס באחרים בין יוחיד בין רבים ולי מיכו אלו יניחם בכישלונם כישלנם. And included in this sin is not only your own son, but when it comes to any other Jew, be it an individual Jew or many Jews, if you see them doing wrongly, there's nothing you can do about it, it's, you know they won't listen. Well, that the Gemara says that it's not a mitzvah to say, tell people something that you know they will not take heed to. The fact is, it's a mitzvah then not to say anything. But if there's the possibility they will listen, then you are obligated to do your best to try to influence them that they should do the right thing and not the wrong thing. And if you don't, then it's a great aveira. It's as if you are influencing them to go astray. This is the mitzvah that we learn from here, because kol Yisrael areivim zeh l'zeh. We have not only an individual responsibility, a person cannot say, well, it's not my problem, it's his problem, or it's his father's problem, I have to look after myself. No. But all of Israel are areivim zeh l'zeh, they are responsible one for the other to see that all Jews go in the right path and they fulfill Torah mitzvahs. This is what is known as the mitzvah of tochacha, the mitzvah of rebuke, to try to influence people in the right way. Now, this is not necessarily only by rebuke, but this can be done also through very positive actions in many ways. And one of the greatest ways is by teaching Torah. If you teach Torah to people, There's no greater influence that you can have on them in order that they should fill Torah and mitzvahs. And this was a great amud, this was a great pillar always in Klal Yisrael. And in the Telzi Yeshiva that I learned in, this was one of their very, very great pillars, where they held an enormous responsibility to see that Klal Yisrael learned Torah wherever possible, because this would be the greatest influence on a person. Like the Gemara says, Godol HaTalmud SheHaTalmud Mevi Lidei Maaser. How great is learning, because learning brings one to Maaser, to deeds. Or La'elam HaTalmud Kodem, Talmud always takes priority, because through Talmud people will come to do mitzvahs. And this is what it was known as Harbotzes Torah. The Torah, the Gemara refers this to the spreading of Torah. This actually was something that Telz, another of the Litvish yeshivas, but Telz was a leader in this. They were very, very strong in this, even in Lithuania, where they would send Talmidim all over Europe, and especially in places where Torah was weak, in order to stimulate Torah, in order to teach Torah, in order to build it. And this, they became a great leader in America also after the Second World War. But the Rambam brings in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvahs essay Yud Aleph, he brings that what is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Generally, if you ask someone what is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you would say it's the mitzvah to study Torah. The Rambam says differently. He says, Hu shetzivonu lilmei Torah ulalamdo v'zehu nikra Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Rambam says, this is a great chidush, he's telling us something very unique, is to study Torah and to teach it. And this is what is called Talmud Torah. One can ask, we're asking here, we're speaking here of the mitzvah of the study of Torah. The Rambam says the mitzvah of study of Torah, who should see vanu lilmei Torah ulalamdo, to teach it, to study it, and to teach it. Now, perhaps we could learn that the Rambam means, like the Gemara says, mikom melamdi melamda hiskalti, that from my talmidim I learned a great deal. The Gemara says, mi talmidim yisem mikulam, you learn more from your talmidim than anyone else, from your disciples. So maybe that's why he means that one should teach Torah, and that's the greatest way of learning Torah. But not so, because he brings immediately after the posuk of Vishinantam Levanecho, the posuk that we learn from there, that you shall teach your children. So we see from the Rambam something very unique, a great kibush, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of study of Torah, has to go hand in hand with that of teaching Torah. If someone studies Torah and he does not teach it, he is not fulfilling the entire mitzvah of studying Torah. It's a partial mitzvah, it's not a complete mitzvah. But the complete mitzvah of learning Torah is shetzivonu lilmei Torah ulalamdo, to study and to teach Torah. Now why is this? The explanation of this is brought many times in the Maral, because Torah cannot be limited. It has no limitations, it has no boundaries. Ein lo gvul, ein lo meitzar. And the reason for this is because anything that has limitations or boundaries, that's something which belongs to the physical world. Because everything physical has a dimension. It's physical, it has a beginning, it has an end, it has a height, it has a weight. So these are all dimensions, so therefore there's a start and an end. But Torah does not come from this world. It comes from the Olam Elyon, it comes from a higher world, in the spiritual world. The spiritual world has no dimensions. And having no dimensions, there is no beginning, there's no end, there are no boundaries, there are no limitations. So if the mitzvah to study Torah is to bring Torah into this world, then it's going to have to spread in every way possible without limitations. And if a person studies Torah and he keeps it to himself, he's limiting the Torah, and that will not be the real Torah. And therefore he will lack not in the mitzvah of teaching Torah, he will lack in the mitzvah of studying Torah. And that's why the Rambam says the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is lilmaid ulalamdo. Perhaps we could ask that we see Torah does have limitations, because the Torah is limited to Jews, it's limited to Israel. The non-Jew, he doesn't have Torah, or he has just a very little bit of it, the seven mitzvahs. So we see that it is limited. And this, the Maral says, no, it's not limited. Torah coming from the other world encompasses this entire world and was given to the whole world. The reason why we find it by Israel is because the rest of the world refused to accept it. This is what we learn in Parshas Zeis HaBrocha. Excuse me. Yes, in Parshas Zeis HaBrocha, in the second posuk, it states, "Vayimar Hashem miSinai bo," HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Sinai. "Vizorach miSeir Lomai hafia mahar poron." Now, before he came to Sinai, he came from Seir, and he came from Poron. What was he doing in Seir? Seir is actually Yerushalayim Esav, that's the territory which was given to Esav. And Poron, Har Poron, is the territory that was given to Ishmael. What was he doing there? So Rashi brings, he says, Sheposach livnei Esav shikav lo asa Torah. Before he came to Klal Yisrael, he went to the children of Esav, and he said, "Here, take my Torah." Leirotzu, they didn't want to. Then he went to Har Poron, Shoholach Shamo Posach Livnei Yishmael Shikabluhu Shikabluha. He went to the children of Ishmael. "Here, take my Torah." Now what was he asking them for the Torah? Torah's not for them. You see, Torah was it was prepared to be given to the whole world. The Leirotzu, they rejected it. Therefore he had to come only to Sinai in order to give it to Klal Yisrael. So it has no gvulim, it has no boundaries, even in when it comes to nations. It's for this reason, the Maral writes, that we have the concept of geirim, of people that can come from other nations and want to accept the Torah and can become part of Klal Yisrael. They can become part of Klal Yisrael and they can become commanded on all of the mitzvahs. The Rambam brings, this Rambam is a very enlightening Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Ches Halacha Yud, he very carefully writes. See, generally we would say the halacha is ger shebo, that if a person comes from another nation and he wants to convert, he wants to become part of Israel, he wants to accept Torah, so it's a mitzvah to accept him. You must accept him. And then we have a whole Seder Gerus is brought, and all kind of halachas, how to make him into a ger. Now we would say that mitzvah to accept him, that's one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. The Rambam says, no, that's not one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. He says as follows, Meisher Rabbeinu lo hinchel ha-Torah va-mitzvahs ele l'Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the one who brought Torah from Hashem, he did not bequeath the Torah and the mitzvahs except to Israel, as it states, Maroshi Kilish Yaakov, and Ulachol Haretzel is Gaia Mishar Umais, and to whoever wants to be Megaya from the other nations, as it states, Shenema Kochem Kigir. But be someone that doesn't, then he did not bequeath Torah to them. So what is he saying? This, that a ger can come and become part of those who are commanded in the Torah, this has to do with the initial giving of Torah at Sinai. States Moshe, he bequeathed Torah to Israel. He doesn't say Moshe bequeathed Torah to Israel, and Israel is obligated to accept Gerim. That the Rambam doesn't write. He says Moshe bequeathed Torah to Israel, and to whoever wants from the other nations to come and accept the Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu's offer still stands. He went to all the nations and he offered them the Torah, because Torah encompasses everything. They refused, but the offer still stands. Whoever comes forward, then he can accept. He becomes inclusive in the mitzvahs of the Torah. See, this is what the Rambam writes. So therefore, it's not an individual mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to accept Gerim, but in the initial Nachlas HaTorah, Hankolas HaTorah, an initial bequeathing of the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu to the world, included in that was Klal Yisrael and whoever from the nations want to come and join up. And that's because nobody can limit Torah. It spreads beyond this world. The Maral says, in this regard, he says, this explains to us, we mentioned this a few times, in Masechta Oves, the very last Mishnah of Masechta Oves, that's at the end of Perek He, there's a Perek Vov, chapter 6 in Masechta Oves also, but it's not officially part of the Masechta. That's Shonu Chachomim Rishena Mishnah. That's added. That's additions to the Masechta. So the Masechta, which ends in Perek Hei, at the fifth Perek, the very last Mishnah, are teachings by Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehei. Now, who were Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehei? So the Mefarshim bring, they were Gerim. They were converts. Actually, he brings Bag is Beis and Gimel. Beis and Gimel adds up to the numerical value of 5. And Hei is the letter Hei, which is also the numerical value of 5. These are very funny names, Bag and Hei. And they all add up to they all denote 5. Why? Someone else says because 5, the Hei, is a letter which is used by Gerim. Where do we find that? By Avraham. Avraham's name was Avram. Aleph Beis Resh Mem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him into the covenant of cloud between he and Avraham, he added a hey to his name, Avraham. And the same with Sora. Sora was Sorai. Shin Resh Yud. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a hey in her name, Soro. And so we see hey has to do with Gerim. That's why their names were Ben Bagbag and Ben Hehe. Why does hey have to do with Gerim? He said, because hey is the letter which denotes the breath of a person. When a person says hey, actually what he's doing, he is bringing breath from his inside of his lungs to his out, to the outside. Hey. And that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu creates a person. He blows breaths into him. Vayipach ba'apov. He blew breath into his nostrils. And when Avraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made the covenant with him, so he gave him now a nefesh yisera, a new dimension of a soul. And the same thing with Sora. And that's what happens with a gear. So that's why their names were as follows. But there's a question here he asks. He says, why, generally, when you make a siyum, when you finish a sechta, you finish a sefer, at the sefer Torah, a chazak, generally you honor that. You mechabed someone with that. That's an honor. So you give it to someone. Why was it given to two gerim? Of all of the Tanoim, all of the rabbis of the Mishnah, why did they put their statements at the end? So he says, because they wanted to end the Masechta with the Shvach HaTorah, with praise to the Torah. Like the statements were, because what did they say? They said, Hafaikba Vahafaikba the Kulaba. Turn it over and turn it over, because everything you will find in Torah. The greatest Shvach HaTorah, he says, the greatest praise to Torah is the fact that there's Gedus, this concept of conversion. Because we do not find this by any other nation in the world. A Mitzri, an Egyptian, cannot become an Edomi. He cannot become a son of Esau. And a son of Esau cannot become an Egyptian. This, that we find that people can go from one country to the other, they can change their political affiliation. You want to go to Germany and get German citizenship. You want to go to America and get American citizenship. That's a political affiliation. But you cannot change your race. You cannot change to whom you were born to. Races is dependent on to whom you were born to. There were the original 70 nations. So how can one change who he's born to? And he says, this is a concept we do not find by any nation in the world. Someone who is born into the Chinese race, he always remains the Chinese race. He can take out American citizenship, he's still a Chinaman. So why here can you? He says, this is the greatest praise to Torah. Because this shows that Torah has no boundaries. Torah has no ruling. Races is limited. It's limited to whom you were born to, what families you were born to, what nations you were born into. But Klal Yisrael, they are the ones who became commanded in the Torah. Anyone who becomes commanded in the Torah becomes part of Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded anyone in the Torah who is willing to accept this Torah. Because Torah cannot be limited, cannot be exclusive. So, with this we understand now what the Rambam is saying. That if you learn Torah, but you keep it to yourself, this is not only a problem that you're not teaching Torah, this is a problem that you are lacking in the very essence of the learning of the Torah also. We find similar to this in the Gemara. The Yeshiva is learning now Bab Metzia, and in Perek HaPoalim, that's in Daf Pei He. The Gemara brings, you need a Gemara Bab Pei He. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rab. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rab, Yami Lo Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Rab Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Some say it was Rabbi Chiya bar Abba in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer Reb Yenison. Others say it was Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni in the name of Rabbi Yenison. Kol HaMalamed Es Ben Chavira Itorah, whoever teaches the son of his Chavir, the son of his fellow man Torah, Zoche V'Yoshe B'Yeshiva Shalmalo, he will have the schus to merit to sit in the Yeshiva Shalmalo. The Yeshiva Shalmalo is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshiva. That's the Yeshiva in the upper world. As it states, this is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Tesvov, Im Toshuv Va'ashivcha Lefonai Ta'amid. So what does that mean? So Rashi brings, Im Toshuv Yisrael Lemutav V'teichachto, if through your teachings, through your teachings and your rebuke, you will cause Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. You will teach them the way of the Torah. Ba'ashivacha Eli, then I will take you and sit you near me, and lefonai tamid, and you will stand before me. Kodesh Baruch Hu Omar li she'emaid ve'eskayim lefonav imucha la'ashivacha. If I can bring back Klal Yisrael to Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take me and he'll sit me right next to him. So therefore, whoever teaches Torah to his fellow man, to the son of his fellow man, he will merit to sit in the Yeshiva Shalmalo, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshiva. Then it states further, V'chol HaMamalamed has been Amo Oretz Torah, and if you teach Ben Am Oretz Torah, you go to a person who is ignorant of Torah, and you teach his son Torah, Afilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gezik Zera Mevatle Bishvilei. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a decree, he will annul this decree because of you. As it states, this is a pasuk from Yirmiyahu, Im teitzi yokor mizolel kefisiya. If you will take out that which is precious from that which is cheap. In other words, you will go to an amoritz, a family of ignorant people, and you will bring Torah out from that family, then kefisiya. It will not be the way I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it will be the way you say. In other words, he will even annul his decrees because of you. Now, what does all of this mean? The Maral in Nesiva Salem explains it as follows. This is in Nesiva Torah Peruches. He says that a person is from this world, therefore he's physical, and therefore he has limitations. Because of that, he cannot go and study in the Yeshiva Shalmalo and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshiva, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshiva is in a spiritual world where there are no limitations whatsoever. But if someone comes and he teaches Torah to Ben Chaveri, to the son of a Chaver, what is he doing? He's taking the Torah and he's spreading it. This is a sign that he's giving Harchova, he's Pashtus, he's broadening the frontiers of Torah. When you broaden the frontiers of Torah, this is Beligvul, you are breaking the boundaries. This means that this person has a seichel, an intellect, a power of Torah, which is stronger than his goof, stronger than the physical body. In other words, he is on a high spiritual plane. And why does it say Ben Chaveri? Why not Ben Atzmai, Ben Atzmai's own son? The greatest mitzvah to teach Torah to your own son. True, But there's another element when you teach it to Ben Chaverai. Even though B'nai Kodem, the Gemara says, you must first teach Torah to your own son before you teach to others. But there's a greater element in teaching to others. Because when you teach to your own son, B'nai's Ka'atzmai, your own son is like you. So you're not broadening the frontiers of Torah to the extent when you teach it to a stranger. So now this person has in him the power of Torah, which is being mispashit, which is spreading and creating new frontiers. This is a sign of the force in him which is spiritual without boundary. Then he will merit to sit in the Yeshiva Shel Malo and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshiva. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshiva also is without gvulim, without any boundaries or limitations, because there it's a non-physical world. If he does more, if he teaches it even to a Ben Amoritz, now this is really broadening the frontiers and the boundaries of Torah. Because till now Torah could not reach there. This is a family which is an Am Haaretz where there is no light of Torah. So the light of Torah never reached there. Now he's bringing the light of Torah to areas where Torah never was. And this shows that nothing can stop this Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're even stronger than my decrees. Because firstly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own decrees couldn't get there. And secondly, decrees have limitations. You have no limitations. Therefore, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Geis Gzeira, he will make a decree, Kifi Sachro, he will annul it because of this person, because this person is greater than even the decrees of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decrees couldn't reach there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decrees have limitations. But he has shown that his Torah, the Torah of this individual, has no limitations. It reaches even to the B'nai Amaratzim, to children of ignorant families where Torah didn't exist before. This is something which is not only very deep, but it's a Dover Nora, it's a very great thought that this is the importance of spreading Torah, and this would be the merit. Now the Gemara goes further. The Gemara on Pehei, this was on Pehei Omer Aleph, on Pehei Omer Beis, the Gemara brings says, Reish Lakish, this is right where the lines start to become wider. Reish Lakish have a Mitzayim Ma'arto Derabonim. Reish Lakish, this was the great Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, he was going to the graves. The graves were in the various fields or caves. And he was going to the graves of the Derabonim, and he was being Mitzayim them. He was drawing boundaries. He was aligning them so people would be aware as where these graves were. Rashi says, "Shali koshlu kahanim lavor aleihem ula'al." Especially the kahanim, that the kahanim should know not to go there. He didn't want a mikshol should come to the kahanim from the graves of the tzaddikim. And so he was finding the different graves, and he was identifying them and drawing boundaries around them. Kimota lemarte de Rebchia, but when he came to look for the grave of Rebchia, he couldn't find it. He looked and he looked and he looked and he couldn't find it. Finally, he realized that it must be decreed from heaven that he cannot find it. And from this he became very upset, because this was a sign that Rebchia was in a far greater level than he was. Omar, he said, Ribeinu Shel Olam. He said, Master of the Universe, Lepipalti Torah Kemesa. Wasn't my pilpul as good as his? See, they were more or less colleagues. So he says, wasn't my pilpul as good as his? Why can't I find the grave of Rabchia? Was he so much greater than I was? When it used to come to the hot debates in the Beis HaMedrash, I was as good as him. Yotzis Abasko, so a voice from heaven came down, the Omra lay, and said to him, Torah kemei se pilpalto. Your debate in Torah was as great as his. Torah kemei se lady vatsto. But your Torah was not spread to others like his. He was, Reb Chia was a specialist when it came to being Marbitz Torah, when it came to spread Torah all over Israel. And he says, your Torah was not spread to others like his. And then the Gemara brings a case, Ki Avimins Reb Chanina v'Reb Chia. Reb Chanina and Reb Chia, they were colleagues, and many times they would get into hot arguments and fights when it came to trying to clarify the halacha of the Gemara. And sometimes in the heat of battle, Omale Reb Chanina Reb Chia, Reb Chanina would say to Reb Chia, V'hari didiko minsis, how dare you stand up against me and try to enforce and try to impose your opinion on what I say. Chas v'sholem mishtach haterem Yisrael mahadran alei bipilpulei. He would say, my pilpul is the greatest in the world, my debating is the greatest in the world, and if Torah would ever become forgotten, I would bring it back to this world with my pilpul. Omalei Reb Chia Reb Chanina, so Reb Chia would answer Reb Chanina. He says, Behari didiko minsas. Do you dare to stand up against me? The abdi leteire de leitishtakach Yisrael. He says, I'm better than you. If Torah was forgotten, you might bring it back with your pilpul, but I would guarantee that Torah would never be forgotten. This is what he would answer him. Maya avidna. So he says, what would you do to see that Torah would never be forgotten? He says, if I ever came to a situation where I see that Torah was a possibility, a danger of Torah being forgotten from Klal Yisrael, so I would go as lino vishadino kisno. First I would go and I would plant flax. Vigadilno nishbe. And then from the flax I would weave nets. And with the nets, vitsaido tabi, I would go and I would hunt and capture deer. And from the deer I would shech them. Umahilna bisraele yasmi. And I would take orphans and I would feed them with the meat of the deer. Barichna begilta, and from their hides I would make parchment from the hides of the deer. Vikasvona hamisha chumshe, and on the parchments I would write the five books of the Chumash of Moses. Vesalikna lemasa, and I would go to a city where there was no malamde tinaikis, there was nobody teaching the children. And I would take five children and I would sit and learn with them the Chamisha Chumshe Teira, the Chumash. I'd give them each one a Chumash. I'd have five Chumashim and I would teach them. And then I would take six other children and I would teach them the Shisha Sidre of the Mishnah, the six orders of the Mishnah. V'man elohu ad adrona Vasina ikra hadodi vaasnu hadodi, and then I would tell them that I'm leaving now. He would go to another city. Till I get back, you learn chumash with each other, and you learn mishnah with each other. Be'avdilah leTorah deLeitishtakach Yisrael, and this way I would make sure that Torah wouldn't be forgotten from Israel. This was the great Marbitz Teir that he was. Hainu Doma Rebbe. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda Nosi said. Kama gedolim maisa chiyah. How great were the deeds of Rabbi Chiyah. He was considered the great Marbitz Teir, the one that would go spread Torah through Klal Yisrael. When it comes to the spreading of Torah to Klal Yisrael, like we're speaking, actually, the greatest spreading of Torah to Klal Yisrael, the Chazal tell us, is to the Tinei Kishtel Beis Rabban, to the children of the Hadorim. The Gemara brings in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Tesam and Beis, and the Maral brings this in Perek Yud of Nesiva Torah. Gemara brings a number of Maimorim, a number of statements, but we will quote three. Firstly, it states, "Omarish Lokish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, in a Olam Iskayim Ela Bishvil Hevel Pihem Shel Tinei Kishtel Beis Rabban." That the world exists. What gives the world existence? That's the breath of the mouths of the children in the Chadorim who are learning Torah. Omale Rapopo Labaya. Rapopo says to Abaya, Didi v'didoch mai. Rapopo was taken back by this statement. He says, why is it that the children are giving existence to the world? He says, what about my Torah? What about your Torah? Omale in deme hevel pishein bechet. Le hevel pish yesh bechet. He says, no. He says, you cannot compare the breath of a mouth that is saying Torah, that there is no chet, there is no sin in, to the breath of a mouth that's saying Torah, that there is sin in. The children, they are considered totally innocent, no sin, because they're not bar mitzvah yet. Now, the explanation here is because the Chazal tell us that the pillar of the world is Torah. Torah gives existence to the world. Im laibrisi yemam valaylo. If it would not be for my covenant, which is studied by day and night, then chukos shamayim v'oretz leisamti. Then there would be no existence to heaven and earth. So it's the Torah which is being produced in the world, the Torah which is being brought down into the world, this is giving existence to the world. But if that Torah has hate in it, then there is something lacking in it. And unfortunately, our Torah is not perfect, because there's no one without hate. This is what Abaye said to Rapopo. He says, there's no one without chet. So therefore the Torah which we bring into the world and we bring out through our speech, there is something lacking. And if there's something lacking in it, then how can it give existence to the world? But the Torah which comes from the Tinei Kishtel Beis Rabban, the Tashbar, the children of the Hadorim, and especially where they are under bar mitzvah, so this Torah lacks nothing, it's in its purity, and therefore it gives existence to the world. So therefore eino olam miskayim elo ahav lepiv shel Tinei Kishtel Beis Rabban. There's a second interpretation in this also, he says, because the where is the beginnings of Torah in this world? Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. The Torah comes down to this world, but where is it produced in this world? It's produced by people learning it. But where is the beginnings? The beginnings of Torah start with the children. This is the Haskolah. And if you don't have the beginnings, then you can't have anything after that. And especially if the beginnings are faulty, if there's something wrong. So therefore, this is your most important Torah, which will give kiyum, which will give existence to the world. Then it states further, When it comes time, b'mehera v'yomenu, to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, and this is a mitzvah on everyone. Rambam brings bein anoshim bein noshim, men and women all have to go to help build the Beis Hamikdash, like we saw by the Mishkan, by the sanctuary. Everyone went to help build the Mishkan. Everyone did something. So one would think we'd have to close the Tinei Kishle Beis Rabin, you'd have to close the Chadorim. Not that the children would be able to do anything, but the Melamdim, the teachers, they have to go and help build the Beis Hamikdash. What can be a greater mitzvah than rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash? The Gemara says no. The Gemara says the Melamdim, the teachers, are not allowed to go, because the mitzvah of teaching the children is greater than building the Beis Hamikdash. Now this is quite a mouthful, because we, especially we're Golos people, for 2,000 years we're sitting in Golos and we can't wait for the building of the Beis Hamikdash, and that's all we talk about. Now comes the opportunity to build the Beis Hamikdash, and you come and say the Malamdim can't go. And today we go for anything. Yeah, the building of the Beis Hamikdash, the Malamdim can't go, the teachers can't go. Why? Because you can't close the Chadorim. You close the Chadorim. How many holidays do we have? How many times do we close Chadorim? So certainly you can close the Chadorim for the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Evidently, Klal Yisrael had a different concept. It's a different concept. I remember a man told me he used to have a shop in town. He was from Grodno. So he told me that they called him out. He was a kid in a cheder in Grodno. Grodno was the city of the great Reb Shimon Shkop and others. He says his zayda was very, very sick. And one morning, evidently he was holding by dying, so they sent someone to the cheder to call him out. And they brought him to a zayda, so the zayda should see him and he should see the zayda before he goes. So he says, my Zayda asked me, what are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be in Cheder? So he said, they told me you're very sick, so I must come to see you. He says, it would be better if you stay in Cheder. He says, go back immediately. See, this is what it was. Yeah. He says, you told me to go back right away. He says, all right, you saw me. Go back now quickly. Cheder. See, a child. I remember there was the story, this was told to me by a friend of mine. A young bocher, he came to tell the yeshiva, he was in the mechina in the high school, and it came time to become bar mitzvah, and it was in the middle of the zman, so he went to the mashgiach, one of the rosh yeshivas, and he said that he'd like to go home for his bar mitzvah. So he told him, he says, I don't understand what you're talking about. What do you mean go home for your bar mitzvah? He says, because in a week or two is my bar mitzvah, I'd like to go home. He says, that's how you celebrate a bar mitzvah, by leaving a yeshiva. He says, what is a bar mitzvah? Till now you weren't obligated in mitzvahs. Till now your mitzvah of learning was not your mitzvah. It was a mitzvah for others to teach you, but wasn't your mitzvah. In a week or two you're going to be bar mitzvah, and now you become commanded mitzvah and mitzvahs, and now you'll have your own mitzvah. You celebrate it by going away from the yeshiva. He says, Pesach, when you go home, then you'll make your father will make the kiddush. Then you'll have the schnapps and the herring. But now you'll have an aliyah in the yeshiva. Now this is what I heard from him. Subsequently, I heard it from others also. The same thing. This is how they viewed it. We have to know what we're dealing with and what we're celebrating and what we're doing. Unfortunately today, it's a different world. It's a totally, totally, totally different world, where not only we can't do these things, you couldn't even talk about these things, because nobody will understand what you're saying. But here, according to this Gemara, we're waiting 2,000 years to build the Beis Hamikdash. And now you come and tell them, Malamid, no, you have to stay and teach. You're not allowed to go. Try to tell them that. So we want to know why. Why? So the Maral says, you see from here, very simply, that teaching children is more important than building the base of English. This is what you see in black and white. But the question is why? Why is teaching children more important than building the base of English? So he says very simply why. Because what is Kedusha's base of English? What is the sanctification of the base of English? He says that's the Kedusha's HaShchina, the sanctity of the Shechina, which comes upon Eitzim Va'avoni, bricks, mortar, and wood, and in a place of Eitzim Va'avonim, in a place on a mountain. He says, what is teaching someone Torah? You're bringing the Shechina, the Kedusha of the Shechina, and you're implanting it in a human being. And not only are you implanting it in a human being, you're implanting it in a child where it becomes perfect Torah. So he says, I ask you, what's greater? Taking the Shechina and putting it on sticks and stones, or taking the Shechina and putting it into a human being? And this is a Gemara, because the Gemara in Erechim, where the Gemara says that the Maraglim said Loshon Hora on Eretz Yisrael, it says, from here you see what it means to say Loshon Hora on a human being. He says, there they said Loshon Hora on Eitzim Va'avonim. They said Loshon Hora on wood and on stone. So how much more so if you say Loshon Hora on a human being? Now, if you take Torah and implant it in an adult, he says that's also greater. The Gemara says that even Talmud Torah is greater than building the base of Mikdush. Even Talmud Torah. Where does the Gemara say that? Does anyone know? That's the Gemara Dan Megillah. Because by it says that Ezra, when Ezra was in Golus, he did not return to Eretz Yisrael to build the base of Mikdush until his Rebbe died. As long as his Rebbe lived, he would not return to Eretz Yisrael to build the base of Mikdush. Only after his Rebbe died did he go back to rebuild the base of Mikdush. So the Gemara says, Mikan, Shetalmud Torah Gedola Mibinyan Beis HaMikdush. We see from here that studying by a Rebbe is greater than building the base of Mikdush. But he says, the Maral says, but this is greater. Because there you're implanting an imperfect Torah. It's a Torah Shiesh Bechet, like the Gemara says here. An adult, it's faulty, because we're a mixture of good and bad. But by a child, it's perfect. So therefore, the halachi is ein mevatlin tinekei shel beis rabban afilu lebinyan beis hamikdash. He says this, from here, he says, you can understand what the Gemara says further. The Gemara says, it states, Omar of Kahano, Lechor v'yushalayim, Ela ashabit l'boyti nekesh l'beis rabban. That one, Yushalayim, became destroyed because they closed the Hadorim. They started to close the Hadorim and not take care of it. Because this, the teaching of the Tineikis of Beis Rabban, this brings Kedusha to Yerushalayim. This adds a new dimension to it. Because in Yerushalayim, there was the dimension of the Shechina and the Eitzim Ba'avonim, see, on the wood and stone. But with the Tineikis of Beis Rabban, this added more Shechina to it, and even a greater Shechina. And once this was taken away, so then Yerushalayim fell. So here we see that Klal Yisrael does not only have a personal responsibility to fulfill Torah and mitzvahs, but they have a collective responsibility to fulfill Torah and mitzvahs. They must see that everyone, that possible, will fulfill the Torah and mitzvahs. And that's why they said that Aniglais Lonu, what we see, we have to do, we have to correct, we have to do our best. And Nistoras Lashem, if it's concealed, then it's something we cannot do. And the greatest way, the greatest guarantee, is that of Lilmeid Olamet, where a person learns and he lets the Torah spread, or allows the Torah, and he influences the Torah to spread in every far-reaching corner possible. And we see from the Chazal that the further he opens frontiers of Torah, the greater the Torah becomes, and the greater the skush. And then we see even a further dimension, that there's teaching Torah to himself, teaching Torah to his own children, teaching Torah to Ben Chaverai, teaching Torah to a Ben Amoritz, to families which are ignorant of Torah. And then Tinoke Shel Beis Rabban, teaching Torah to children. That this is the highest level, the Gemara says, of the Torah spreading here in Klal Yisrael.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.